We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jason Mackey, our Pirates insider, joins us right now. Jason, this deal that's now in place between the players and the owners, is this a good thing for the Pirates? Is there any Pirates spin that you can put on this deal?
There is, and it's not a good thing. I don't think it's good at all. For the Pirates, to be honest with you. And, you know, there are a few ways we can look at this. One is the draft, which is now getting shortened probably to five rounds. Obviously doesn't help them. They need to find more talent that way. You can't do it if you don't draft. If we look at service time, I mean, they're going to lose prime years of Kevin Newman and Brian Reynolds, and those guys are going to, you know, again, if the season is canceled. I also look at some of the parameters they put around doing that, and let's say the season is canceled, that's prime earning years, prime playing years, prime cheap years for Brian Reynolds, Kevin Newman, even Josh Bell. They have the potential to lose Keon Akella right now. You know, a guy that would probably be a pretty big trade chip if the season's canceled. You know, based on the way this thing goes, he has service time to become a free agent and bye-bye. I don't think it's good at all for them.
Jason, what's your understanding of sort of the inner workings behind the scenes, if at all, of how this went down? Like, was this a contentious process? To what degree was there, you know, groups or teams that needed to be placated? How did that go?
I mean, the players wanted service time. That much I can tell you. Beyond that, like, I can't speak to the innards of the negotiations, and I'm not going to try. The one thing I would like to have seen less of is how much came out publicly. I think, you know, by and large, they're fairly, like, good people involved. I don't think they're, you know, reprehensible human beings, but, like, there are greater tragedies in the world right now than this whole negotiation. And so I would have liked to seen that maybe be a little bit more hush-hush and just, you know, the way it looks. But, I mean, the players wanted service time, and the owners wanted a little bit of financial protection against having to pay all of the money that it would cost if there's a lost season and they're not able to get revenue. So basically they're fronting $170 million, a one-time payment paid out over 2 months. And you take that and divvy it up among four classes of players. It's not that bad for the owners. Even if they don't get anything, like, that's it. And the players are basically saying, we've got enough money. It's more important to us to get the service time in the grand scheme of things. That's what we want. And so, you know, you see some other stuff around that with the draft and what I talked about, but it was service time for the players and money for the owners.
Jason, the fact that the players and owners are openly talking about and negotiating parameters and contingency plans for a canceled season, I'm sorry, that can't be a good omen, can it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. And I read that, and that was one of my first takeaways. And I get why they're saying it. I mean, the parameters are something like, you know, there needs to be no travel restrictions, no threat of playing games in front of fans. Like, playing in front of fans needs to be cool, and, you know, basically follow the other CDC directives. So, like, this thing has to be wiped. The curve has to be flattened, of which, if we're looking at our current progress with this thing, probably doesn't mean very good things for baseball, at least for the 2020 season. That stinks. Not that I would endorse, you know, getting out there in a non-healthy environment or spreading this virus. I'm not, but, you know, when you say all that stuff officially and you're talking about the kind of stuff you're talking about, Andrew, that's just, you know, it leads you to believe that it's very possible 2020 season could be canceled.
Well, I mean, Jason, if it's got to be, you know, not just flattened, but I mean, you have to have full safety to have fans back in attendance. Just my understanding of the way this is headed, you have to have a vaccine out, which means, and I'm not saying this is going to actually happen this way, but if that's the parameter by or the standard that everyone, you know, is holding their leagues to, is that you want fans in attendance, it's done until there's a vaccine. I mean,
well, that's what Herb Street said last night.
Which
that
is
was
a year.
His take.
Which, well, that's why I'm bringing it up. It's a year to 15 months, it looks like. And that's even if things are fast-tracked to the point of what they wouldn't normally do.
Yeah, and I'm not saying if that's right or wrong, but I'm just, you know, if that's what you're banking on, I have a tough time seeing them playing this season. I don't want to get myself into trouble because I don't know as much as an infectious disease doctor, but, like, what's the line there, right? Between we can play in front of fans or we can play a game with all the things involved, but we can't play in front of fans. Because, I mean, there's several hundred people involved to put a baseball game on, even if you take the fans out. We're not talking about that being sort of a marking point. I don't understand why, like, the fans would necessarily push you over the edge.
Well,
you're over the edge long before that.
I had a little bit of a back and forth last night with people about this, Jason, because the U.S. Open, according to the New York Post, has been postponed, and that's not until mid to late June. And some of the reaction I got from people was, well, you know, don't be so melancholy or so depressing about things. You know, they can't keep up with the golf course right now because of where it's supposed to be staged, which is in Westchester County outside of New York. They just don't have the manpower to keep up with the course. To which I said, there are Major League Baseball teams that are in New York. So does that mean that the Mets and Yankees just play in spring training sites or play road games until it's ready for them to go back and play there? It just doesn't seem realistic to me.
But I agree with you. And logistically, it seems like a huge headache. But, I mean, that was one of the things that they talk about. That if New York City, let's just say hypothetically, was like the only area that was a trouble spot, or maybe it was New York City and, you know, I don't know, Arizona and Tampa. I'm just making up spots. But, you know, I think teams in those cities would end up either playing games, you know, at neutral sites, or if, you know, they're playing the Pirates, say, you try to find out the availability of PNC Park. And to me, that's just a logistical nightmare where you're trying to balance.
So you'd have like a nomadic team the entire season, basically.
Yes, selectively nomadic. Like you might be good and then you know, oh, it's gone away. Okay, they're going to play home games. Who's playing home games this week? Oh, wait, no, these three teams are on the road. And you're trying to like plan logistics and families and hotels and life and all this stuff around. It is difficult.
Damn.
It just seems like when you guys lay it out that way, like, just, it's more, Jason, not so, like, the things you said, but how many things you had to say just to get, like, the basics down pat. You know, I think this is an issue of scale that in every way people still do not have their heads wrapped around, maybe because nobody wants to kind of face up to what it actually looks like.
Well, and to be fair, like, I'm guilty of this on a different scale than fans. You take for granted this stuff happening, right? Like I was talking to somebody at the Pirates a couple weeks ago. Whenever this stuff went down on a flight, and I'm like, "Well, you guys can still play games in front of fans, right? I mean, that wouldn't be a big deal." And he's like, "No, think about, you know, medical personnel and trainers and scouts and analysts and like all these people that need to be in the ballpark. It far outpaces the number of people on the field, and it's just I don't think about that, and fans don't think about processes that media think about, and it's just." You know, it's so much bigger than like a gathering of 50. You know, it's a gathering of several hundred people that right now is nowhere near safe.
So if the Pirates, like, if they wanted to make a trade today, could they? Like, is that still?
No, I believe the rosters are frozen until a date that both sides decide on.
Okay. I think it's interesting that the Mets are getting absolutely crucified for Syndergaard having Tommy John surgery in Florida. Have you seen that reaction?
I've seen tangentially. I don't understand the uproar though. I mean,
that
I
elective
guess
surgery shouldn't
like,
be something that gets done in a state like that right now. And I guess the Mets somehow convinced medical experts there that it was necessary surgery and not elective surgery.
Yeah, I feel like that stuff, there needs to be more context. Like, where did he have the surgery? Is he, like, pulling a Costanza and shoving people with the coronavirus, like, out of the way to get his elbow worked on? I mean, I would hope that wasn't the case. Yeah. But, I mean, if somebody's around and available, what's the crime in having them work? I feel like it's situational, and you need more context there.
All right, Jason, what are you going to do? Little classic game? Watching?
Look, you mean fish? Tonight?
I don't know. The weekend, yeah. What do you got planned here?
Yeah, I don't have much, man. Like, I watched the 2013 NL wild card game. You guys have any suggestions? I'm trying to sink my teeth into something, and I've come up empty, to be honest with you, other than, like, stray Penguins and Pirates things that have been on AT&T Sportsnet.
You like boxing, Jason?
No, if we're being honest. Right. I'm not going to spend my disposable time doing that. All right.
Cool. I mean, you could always go to YouTube, Chris, and search Plano East versus John Tyler 1994, and it's the funniest 4.5 minutes that you'll ever watch in sports.
Honest to God, man, I've gotten away from sports in the evening. I've been watching, like, stand-up comedy with my wife. We've been
Oh, yeah, any
that.
Good ones you can recommend?
Tom Segura.
Anything Sebastian Maniscalco.
Okay.
That's the vein we're in.
He's the guy with, like, the, like, he kind of looks like Pittsburgh Dad a little bit, but older.
He kind of looks like a crazier Ben Stiller, like a crazier, more Italian Ben Stiller.
Okay, yeah, well, that might be a better description.
Tom Segura I would highly is a good one right
him.
Now.
All right. Okay, Jason, stay busy. We'll talk
All
to you
right,
next week.
Talk, guys.
There you go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.